This is Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, joined by Dane Johnson, Toronto Blue Jays roving pitching coordinator. Dane, first things first, the Toronto Blue Jays minor league system looks to have a wealth of pitching talent right now, upper levels, lower levels too. What is the state of the pitching for the minor leagues?
Well, I think you hit it on the head. We do have a wealth of talent. We're excited about the progress of the pitchers within the last few years that have been here that have pushed themselves into the double-A level. Right now we have quite a nice rotation at double-A as well as in Dunedin. Not to mention that triple-A doesn't have some pretty good arms for us also there. So, and with the draft that we've had in the past couple of years, in particular last year, we know about those kids a little bit more. They're down at the Blue Field and the GCL and the Vancouver levels. We're very happy with their progress from last year. We got some big arms there, so they're coming. We want to continue to set that foundation with those kids down there. They've all had very good progress so far, and we're very pleased with that. And we're excited about the new crop of draftees coming in this year. Not all of them are in. We have seen a couple of those high school arms from this year, and it looks like another good crop.
Big part of that double-A rotation for New Hampshire, the guys who pitched here in Lansing the last couple of years, Henderson Alvarez, Chad Jenkins from last year. What strides have they made that we didn't see here in the Midwest League that have been so big for them breaking through?
Oh, I believe it's just being out there and garnering the innings in and going out there and competing day in and day out, getting used to the five-man rotation, putting their tools into place on the mound, sharpening their break and stuff, and their command with their fastballs. Everything works off the fastballs. Those kids have very good arms, both of them. And when they get control of the fastball and are able to change speeds and throw the breaking balls behind there, now you're, along with the metal side of the game, coming into a little bit clearer for them, the picture. Putting that together on the mound is nice to watch when and for those guys to go out and participate, having that together night after night. And that's what we, every fifth day, grabbing that ball and being out there to give the consistency that they need to have to be able to make them big leaguers.
Well, this year's standout was Drew Hutchison in the first half. He changed speeds well. We saw the fastball, but his changeup was simply terrific in the first half of the season. How's he doing in Dunedin?
Oh, Drew's he's picked up right where he left off here. We're very happy with Drew's progress. He's a young man that throws strikes to both sides of the plate with his fastball, has late movement in the zone. And a very good changeup, as you alluded to. And he controls his zone. His mound presence is very good. He carries a lot of confidence out there with him. He's a kind of a withdrawn type of kid, but he's got the heart of a lion out there. And his breaking ball has improved since he's been at Dunedin, and he's on his way to doing good things in the future, not only for Dunedin, but up the ladder also.
Just had another couple of lug nuts get promoted up to Dunedin, and Andrew Liebel and also Casey Lawrence. What does a pitcher need to achieve in order to get that promotion?
Well, and Andrew's, it's a little bit different basket of eggs there, Jesse, for both those. Andrew's coming off the shoulder injury. He just needed to garner some innings, get his arm strength back, get some starts underneath his belt, and move on to the level that he was at last year, which was Dunedin. He did that. He was ready to go. We had a position open. It might have been a bit premature, but he's handled it very well at Dunedin and is off to a good start there. With Casey Lawrence, Casey's a guy that is a very, very usable guy. He throws strikes with three pitches, got some late movement in the zone, gets a ton of ground balls. And, those are the qualities that we like in this organization. Pitching down, having late movement in the zone, getting the hitters to hit the top of the ball and take the sting out of the bat. And Casey's very good at doing that and had a nice start last night for Dunedin also.
Among current lug nuts, Marcus Walden is coming back off two different surgeries, Tommy John, nerve transposition. He's really established himself in getting the strength back in his shoulder. What have you seen from him?
Yeah, we're pleased with Marcus's progress as well, as another guy that is coming off an elbow injury from coming off Tommy John, and we just wanted to get him stretched out, give him some innings underneath his belt. He was at the Dunedin level last year and had the injury early in the season. Sat out all of last year. And this year he's come back. He's worked his tail off. Again, we're kind of kid gloves with him for a while at the first start of the year. We give him some innings in relief here in Lansing. And he's progressed to the rotation where he's holding up very well for us. And he's got good stuff, learning how to get over the ball and throw it downhill when he's down. And he's got late movement in the zone that we just talked about. Marcus is one of those guys with that type of stuff that can get to the bottom of the barrel of the bat and do some damage with his sinker. His sliders, power sliders coming along, is learning how to command and get some outs with it, and we just got to take some more speed off the changeup, and he'll be We'll be right where we want them.
Now, those pitchers have all had attention upon them for a couple of years now. The Blue Jays have known what to expect. There was an upper rounds draft pick, and Danny Barnes, drafted last year, came to Lansing late because of all the success he had in the Gulf Coast League, and the success that he's having with Lansing again this year, all the strikeouts. Why is Danny succeeding this much?
Danny's got a nice fastball command. Danny's got a nice fastball. You know, he rides it in 91, 92 miles an hour. He gets to all four quadrants with his fastball. He uses it up in the zone. He uses it down in the zone. He works ahead and he throws strikes. And he's got it's a quiet kid from Princeton, as you alluded to. He was a later-round draft pick. You're always kind of rooting for those guys, you know, those kids that come out of nowhere and open your eyes a little bit, and Danny's one of them. He's got a decent changeup, too, and he's still polishing off his breaking ball. But we look for Danny fits in very nice at the end of the bullpen here in Lansing and does a heck of a job coming in and closing games and you know, really has a nice mound presence about him, and he goes at hitters, and that's nice to have when you're at the end of the game closing those games out for these young kids.
It's easy to look at his stats and be blown away. Is there a pitcher with the Lugnuts or with another team in the system who maybe his stats don't tell the whole story with how good he's been and how much he's progressing?
I'm not a stat guy. I more look at how guys are handling hitters and how hitters are swinging off our pitchers, and usually the stats will reflect that in the end over the course of the season. You know, Barnsey's having a nice year right now. He's given up way less hits to innings pitched. He's pitching to a great ERA, and he's going and saving games, and he's doing things with his pitches that he needs to do. Those are all things that are catching my eye, pitching coach's eye, the organization's eye, about the way he goes out there and competes. Like I said, numbers don't dictate. Over a period of time, they will, but how a guy's actually throwing the ball. Whether a guy could give up a lot of hits during a game, maybe some runs, but might have thrown the ball and done the things that we wanted him to do that game, and vice versa in that regard. May have given up a ton, not so many runs, but didn't really actually throw the ball well. So it kind of, the picture gets cloudy on those type of things. It's just the evaluation process and is so important when you're looking at these types of pitchers and these types of things.
And finally, with all the great young arms that are beneath the lugs in the system with Vancouver or Blue Field or in the Gulf Coast League, what are one or two names that you expect to possibly be standouts in the Midwest League next year?
Well, we've got those young kids, as we talked about before. They're down in the Vancouver's, and the Justin Nicolino looks really good down in Vancouver. Noah Syndergaard, Aaron Sanchez, Mitch Taylor. Are just a few of those arms that are down there. Whether they hit the Midwest League level or not, that hasn't been determined yet. As far as what goes in it, we're just trying to get through this year and keep our innings where they need to be with those guys and keep their developmental foundation going. Should we deem it necessary to go ahead and move them at any particular time and say, hey, this kid's ready for this level, he will only go when he's ready for that level, and we feel he's ready for that level according to our developmental plan.
Dane Johnson, the roving pitching coordinator for the Toronto Blue Jays. Dane, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Jesse. Great to be here. Go Nuts.
And this is Lugnuts Baseball in Big Country 92.1.